Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Cheryl Hardy, FAA Production Studios Public Relations and National FAST Team Representative of the Year from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome back to the rooftop of the FAA Production Studios at the FAST Team National Resource Center, where it is Sun and Fun 2011. I'm sure you can hear all the sights and sounds behind me. We've got the air show going on, and we just finished up the town hall meeting with Congressman Sam Graves downstairs, and that came to you live. But for those of you who are joining us now on the stream, I'd like to introduce you to my special guest up on the roof. Congressman Graves has agreed to join us on the rooftop to do a recap of the town hall meeting. Welcome to the rooftop.
Thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate it.
How are you enjoying the event so far?
Oh, I love it. I love air shows, so you can't ever go wrong. I could go to an air show every day of the week if I had my choice.
No doubt about that. Now, you know, we did have some difficulties early on in the week. We had the weather, and I know a lot of people are aware about that, but do you have any thoughts or updates on the event and the weather that came through?
Well, it was obviously a terrible storm, and you know, and I feel bad for the people who lost airplanes. That's always a tough thing to have happen, and you know, and in some cases are even stranded here. But you know, the good news is there wasn't a bigger loss of airplanes.
That's
so
right.
It could have been a lot worse.
That's right, and we did well as far as life safety too. I think that's a true testament to Sun and Fun, and all the volunteers out here at Sun and Fun as well, and the management here at Sun and Fun, that bringing everything together, and they literally worked all night long, you know, clearing the field and some of the debris. So I think they did an excellent job, so hats off to them.
They do a great job here. I mean, they really do. They figured out how to make it work, and you know, and obviously they had some emergency procedures in place that worked very well also.
Mm-hmm. Now, Congressman Graves, tell us about the town hall meeting we had downstairs, and first I'd like to as well have you introduce who your guests were.
Well, we had Rod Hightower with the EAA there, and we had Craig Fuller with AOPA. Steve Brown is there with the CAF, and we had Pete Bunce with GAMA. And we had Matt with the Helicopter Association. So it was a great, well-rounded group of folks and all part of the General Aviation Caucus in Washington. They do a pretty good job.
What was your objective today in the town hall meeting?
The main thing is just let folks know what's going on out there and some of those issues affecting them, you know, whether it's aviation fuel or it's some of the procedures that the FAA is putting into place for safety. You've got a variety of things happening out there that, you know, they're going to touch us, our lives when it comes to flying, mm-hmm. and some of the regulations that are out there. And so you just try to get that information out and give people the opportunity to ask questions.
Now, you mentioned the reauthorization went through the Senate. So tell us what we can expect from this point.
Well, the Senate finished theirs earlier. The House, ours yesterday. And so now what we do is we come together and we work out the differences. It's called a conference committee. And there's a lot of work to be done. You take some parts of one bill and some parts of another to create the final draft. And then we'll send it to the president's desk, hopefully, hope he signs it and we get it placed into law.
Let's hope that happens very soon. We've been waiting on that a long time. I know you mentioned that it's been postponed for about 18 times now.
We're in our 18th extension, and that makes it tough, very tough when it comes to getting money out there like the AIP funds, Airport Improvement Funds. That money gets held up, and nobody really knows. The states don't know what their budget's going to be when it comes to AIP funds. So, we need to get this done so that they have some permanency and they can start moving forward with their projects.
Now, you all discussed downstairs, I know Craig Fuller with AOPA discussed, and Rod Hightower, the coalition that's been formed with some of the organizations. Can you update us on that a little bit?
Yeah, what they're working on is the FAA's got their new policy. The future of general aviation, at least over the next 5 years, and you know how that's going to affect us and some of the processes when it comes to trying to reduce the fatalities out there, particularly in the areas of experimental aircraft, ag aircraft, and warbird aircraft. And so we want to be a part of that, and the groups want to be a part of this process as we move forward so that we don't go too far. You know, it's always important to try to implement as much safety as we can, try to reduce those deaths, but we don't want to go too far either.
Certainly. Now, another very important topic, and I want to mention here at this point, if I may, that we are broadcasting to the Polk County School System, and we have 93,000 students that watch us, especially during Sun and Fun and other broadcasts throughout the year. We just recently did the Central Florida Aerospace Academy space station downlink uplink here from this facility, so that was a great thing. So we've partnered with CFAA and the Polk County School Systems, but let's talk a little bit about the future of aviation and pilot shortages coming up, and what can we do?
That's a big issue, and you know, anytime we can encourage young people to get into aviation, you know, and it doesn't matter if it's mechanics or being a pilot or running a business associated with General Aviation or a manufacturing business, we got to encourage as many folks as we can, because if we don't, you know, that's the future. We're worried as much as anything else about a pilot shortage. Getting into aviation and becoming a pilot, it isn't easy by any stretch. It takes a lot of work and a lot of commitment to do that. And you know, a lot of times we see students, they get excited about it, and then they decide later that maybe, you know, it's too much work. But you know, we want to encourage as many of those students as we can to get involved and to get out there and fly some great airplanes. There's some great aircraft out there, and it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, there absolutely are, and I think that's key. You know, I think many of us do our duty in the aviation community as far as mentoring and such, but I do encourage everyone out there to mentor somebody into aviation. I think it's the future, and I think it's a great thing. So, and there are so many different careers in aviation, you know. Can you give us an idea of what that means the aviation in general?
There are so many different careers. I mean, just in the area of mechanics and specializing, whether it's in engines or in airframes or in turbines or some of our military aircraft, there's just a variety of opportunities out there. As a pilot, you can be, you know, a professional pilot, you know, doing agriculture work, or a professional pilot doing transporting people from here to there. You can be a cargo pilot. You might be a bush pilot, you know, in Alaska or
sure.
the upper Northwest. There's just so many opportunities out there. It's just wide open.
You know, not to mention, FBOs, the airfields, you know, it's tremendous. And we do encourage, as far as all our pilot community, to get out there and mentor those youth into aviation. It's a big deal, and it's going to be our future. There's no question.
Absolutely.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the caucus as well. Mm-hmm. You've had some large shoes to fill, and I know Vern Ehlers, who you took the place of in the GA caucus, and he called me this morning. And he let me know that you were just an outstanding, fine, fine gentleman, and that you had a lot more experience behind the yoke than he did. And he knew that you were going to fill his shoes and do a wonderful, wonderful job. And he wanted to thank you for doing so and stepping up to the plate to do that. So he sends his wishes. He also sent his wishes to Sun and Fun and all of us here at the studio and volunteering and everybody out at the event for the tragedy that happened with the storm. So, but he sends you those wishes, and I wanted to convey that from him.
Well, Vern's a great individual, and you know, he kicked the caucus off. Yeah. And got it started, put a lot of work into it, and got a lot of members to join it. And, you know, I just hope I can, you know, do as well as he did.
Oh, I know you will, and from what I'm told, you absolutely will. What are the major issues you're facing with the GA caucus?
Well, right now, we're working on just a variety of things. But, one of the things we're looking at as a caucus itself is the aviation fuel issue. And, you know, what we can do to find alternatives that are out there, to encourage companies to look at alternatives, you know, also... what we can do when it comes to the EPA, and really it comes down to the implementation of the Clean Air Act and you know, lead in the fuel, which is a contaminant. And so trying to work with the FAA, because it's a huge safety issue. We don't have any alternatives out there at the moment.
Sure.
And we can't just pull, 100 low lead off the shelf. Because we're going to ground, all of these airplanes that use it. So that's probably one of the biggest battles that we're facing right now, and at least issues that we're facing. I wouldn't necessarily call it a battle right now, but it's something that we're obviously very involved with, and what we can do as Congress to make sure we have plenty of funding for research and development with the FAA, and when it comes to certifying those alternatives that may be out there, or processes that may be out there, and making sure that they're going to be safe for the aviation community.
You know, there are some amazing numbers involved with GA, and I know as far as the GA caucus and the impact that GA has on our economy, and when I see numbers like this, 223,000 active GA aircraft, 19,000 small regional airports, 1.3 million workers. Those are numbers that are very credible and very real and very out there. So when your caucus comes together and talks, this is very, very real impact on our U.S. economy.
It does. It'd have a huge impact. And not to mention, as a nation, we depend on aviation every single day, and it's
right.
Very, very important. And we just have to make sure it's viable, or we're going to lose it. That's the F-22. That's our latest and greatest. Yes.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry. That's outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. We'll have the Blue Angels flying a little bit later on today, too. And then they were able to get into the field yesterday, so that was really good stuff. There we go. Now that's going to give us some issues in a few minutes again, so it's going to be flying by. Here we go. Stand by, folks. From Sun and Fun 2011, so that's proof right there. That's excellent, outstanding. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us as far as the caucus?
Well, this just shows you right there. This is a great opportunity, and I wish we could get more people to shows. But this is we got a great crowd, and I just encourage folks to get out and come to these shows and see what general aviation's all about. We have everything out here, and it's a great opportunity.
Let everybody become a little familiar with you. What is your history in aviation, and when did you become a pilot?
I became a pilot a long time ago, 20 years, but I've been flying since I was a little kid. The airport is literally across the street from our house, and I grew up as the quintessential line boy, pumping gas and washing planes and doing anything I could to mooch a ride. So I've been flying my whole life and love to fly. I get to fly a lot of different kinds of stuff.
That's nice.
That's kind of neat.
That's excellent. What kind of aircraft do you have right now that you're working on?
Well, I'm doing a restoration on a Beech AT-10, which is going to be a one-of-a-kind. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty excited about that. It was a trainer in World War II. I also fly T-6s, a lot of T-6 time, and enjoy that quite a little bit. And just you name it. I do a lot of bush flying. Oh. The Recreational Aviation Foundation's here, and I fly Huskies up in Idaho and
nice.
Montana and enjoy that a lot, too. So I do a lot of different kinds of flying, but mostly tailwheel.
Excellent, excellent. Now on the AT-10, that's the predominantly wood aircraft.
Yes, it's an all-wood airplane with the exception of the cockpit and the nose cone and the engine nacelles. And they produced about 2,400 of them in the war. And all of your B-24 and B-17 pilots did their instrument training in them, but there are none left. So we're going to put one back in the air.
That's fantastic.
It's going to be exciting.
It will be. When do you think you'll work through that project?
That's a good question.
When are you going to have time to work through that
project?
It's
going to take time. And we're working on right now going through the process and hiring a shop to do the woodwork. The woodwork is something, that takes a craftsman to do that, and somebody that really knows what they're doing, and we're going through that process now.
That's wonderful. Well, we'll look forward to that. Hopefully we'll be able to see some pictures of that sometime in the future.
Hopefully we'll be bringing it here.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That really would. Now, we'd like to make sure that we invite you back next year. We'd like to host your town hall meeting again, and we know that it's going to grow and grow and grow each year, so that's going to be very important to
I'll be back.
General aviation.
you can count on that. I'll be back.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our pilot community?
It. Thank you very much. And we want to keep them flying and keep people in the air.
We'll do it. From the rooftop of the FAA Production Studios, I'm Cheryl Hardy with Congressman Sam Graves, co-chair of the General Aviation Caucus. And we certainly are happy to have him here today. Remember to tune in to Managing Safety, our radio talk show on iTunes and the FAA Production Studios website. And stay tuned for programming. We will continue our live stream. We always do 24/7, so stay tuned. And as well, tomorrow we'll be broadcasting live again. So stay with us for the entire show. Cheryl Hardy from the FAA Production Studios. See you next time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.